This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the Trump administration is ready to resume stalled negotiations over North Korea's nuclear program. Speaking Wednesday in Seoul, where he was meeting with South Korean officials, Biegun said the United States is prepared to engage as soon as they hear from their counterparts in North Korea. President Trump wrote on Twitter earlier this month that he had received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressing a desire to meet and start negotiations after the conclusion of the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which ended Tuesday. North Korea considers the exercise a threat to its existence, and since late last month, it carried out six short-range ballistic missile tests that Kim said were in response to the drills. An Australian court Wednesday upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children. The Victoria State Court of Appeals rejected Pell's appeal of the unanimous verdict a jury issued in December, finding Pope Francis' former finance minister guilty of molesting two 13-year-old choir boys in Melbourne's St. Patrick Cathedral more than two decades ago. The Chief Justice Anne Ferguson on the court's decision.
Justice Maxwell and I accepted the prosecution's submission that the complainant was a very compelling witness, was clearly not a liar, was not a fantasist, and was a witness of truth.
Pell's lawyers are expected to appeal the decision in the High Court, Australia's final arbiter. Pell was ordered to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he is eligible for parole. The Vatican is conducting its own investigations as sex abuse allegations against Pell and is expected to comment on the court's ruling later Wednesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is very far from a recession, even as forecasters point to warning signs that the world's biggest economy is slowing. AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy is key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The owner of a California business specializing in a controversial government-sponsored visa program for wealthy foreigners was charged along with two associates in connection with a $110 million scheme to defraud investors. Thomas Henderson, owner of the San Francisco Regional Center, a self-styled market leader in the EB-5 business, and two accomplices are accused of abusing the visa program and jeopardizing the creation of more than 2,000 jobs in Northern California. The EB-5 program is administered by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. Under the program, foreign nationals may receive permanent residency, commonly known as a green card, by investing a minimum of $1 million in certain American businesses that create jobs. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban for an end to the nearly 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan is heading to Qatar to resume talks, just as President Trump told reporters he believes the Taliban insurgents are eager to stop fighting. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The U.S. president, answering reporters' questions in the Oval Office Tuesday, said it is possible neither he nor the Taliban might agree to terms that would lead to a withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan after 18 years of fighting.
The Taliban would like to stop fighting us. They would like to stop fighting us. They've lost a lot.
Asked by a reporter if the Taliban can be trusted, Trump replied, "Nobody can be trusted," and described Afghanistan as the Harvard University of terrorism. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army formed a joint ruling body, formally disbanding the military council that took power after the military's ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir back in April. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.